You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Distributing the COVAX vaccine has been on hold because of halted vaccine exports from India. The Serum Institute of India is the single largest vaccine supplier for COVAX, which is an initiative co-led by the WHO to distribute vaccines equitably worldwide. But amid the pandemic surge in India, the country suspended vaccine exports in March, and the biotech company hasn't made any of its planned shipments since. The Serum Institute of India had planned to send COVAX around 1 billion doses this year, but by the end of June, it's expected to be 190 million doses behind schedule. Given this, UNICEF is asking G7 countries with a surplus to donate much-needed supplies. You might remember last spring when American manufacturers pivoted sharply to supply masks and other goods that were in critically short supply. Now, as the economy recovers and cheap imports make a comeback, the companies who adapted to meet America's pandemic needs are fighting to preserve their new businesses. Last week, members of the newly formed American Mask Manufacturers Association wrote a letter to the White House asking for help because inexpensive masks and respirators from China are now returning to the U.S. And Japan is now expanding its state of emergency in preparation for the Olympics. It now encompasses 9 areas, including Tokyo and Osaka, as well as Hokkaido, which is Japan's northern island. The news comes as government officials stay determined to host the Olympics in just over 2 months from now. Large swaths of the Japanese public now seem to be opposed to hosting the event, and many have grown frustrated by the country's slow vaccine rollout. As a result, some people appear to be less compliant with stay-at-home and social distancing requests. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.